Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 5 days ago, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics released its latest monthly jobs and unemployment report. Those working in the regular media reported what appeared to be good news, a net gain of 339,000 jobs from April to May. Unfortunately, it looks like most in the regular media are either incompetent or dishonest because they failed to report all of the data in the BLS report. The BLS conducts two surveys of how many Americans are working. The establishment survey asks employers how many workers they have. The household survey asks workers if they hold jobs. The positive headlines reported by the regular media were from the establishment survey. This survey was discredited late last year by the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia using a more complete survey of the same data. The Philadelphia Fed reported that the BLS overstated job gains over the previous year by more than 1 million. So, what did the household survey show in monthly job changes? A decline of 310,000 workers. Because America's population is growing, the economy needs to add upwards of 150,000 jobs monthly for the unemployment rate to hold steady. Yet, 5 days ago, the BLS reported the unemployment rate jumped from 3.4 to 3.7% from April to May, which couldn't happen if there really were as many new jobs as the establishment survey stated. However, it does make sense if you look at the household survey. Over the past year, the BLS shows a net increase of only 2.4 million jobs, not the more than 4 million reported in monthly headlines. 4 and 5 months ago, the BLS eliminated previously reported 2.8 million jobs. Of these job gains, over 1 million were part-time. There was an annual increase of 405,000 workers holding two or more jobs. Because of the decline in average hours worked, weekly earnings only rose 3.3%, well below the rise in consumer prices. When you look at the complete jobs picture, not just the headline, America is already in a recession. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.